on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm feeling super, super good about today's episode. I anticipate it being a long one because as I was writing, I just kept having more and more things to add. I feel like it sounds like such a simple topic, but it really is so much deeper than that. And I realized that as I was kind of setting up the script for this episode. Yeah, we're talking about dependency and how that can set you free. And to the world and according to society, this sounds super backwards because we're told to put yourself first and do what makes you happy and practice self-care. Leave if you're not fulfilled. We live in this society that just glorifies independence and self-sufficiency. And selfishly, all these things do sound good, but this level of independence definitely creates division and can lead to self-righteousness. And so in this episode, my aim is to explore a truth that might sound surprising at first, that dependency can actually make you free. And it feels counterintuitive to think relying on something or someone can bring freedom. But because God is so much greater than a person or a thing, depending on Him is that exception. Scripture even shows us this again and again, that when we try to live a life apart from God, results are being enslaved by sin or fear and the burden of our own plans. Yet when we live a life depending on God, the results are a gained perspective of freedom that the world or ourselves will never be able to offer. And with all of that being said, I know this is the longest intro ever, so let's dive in and explore why this is and how it concerns us. Let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about dependency that sets you free. I plan to cover what dependency on God really means, why self-reliance can be a trap, and how following Jesus' example of full reliance on the Father sets us free. I also want to give some practical ways to be able to live this out in everyday life so that this freedom, purpose, and peace can come to fruition in your life. First, touching on independence and the danger of it when it is from God. As harsh as this may sound, trying to live independently of God isn't freedom, it is slavery. And you will feel convicted by this statement if you haven't truly humbled yourself before the Lord, realizing you are nothing without Him. Which this definitely took a minute for me to come to terms with after living a majority of my life without consideration of God. I learned and now know, however, that pride only traps our potential. And what does the Bible say about this? Touching on the root of sin, Romans 6:16 says, "Whatever we obey becomes our master, and if we rely solely on ourselves, we're enslaved to fear, pride, and mistakes," aka sin, sin, and more sin. Self-sufficiency may feel empowering, but in time, trusting in only our own efforts leads to frustration and failure. Freedom, however, is found when we realize that we need God, and then we act like it. We act like we know our need for God, depending on Him in humility. Next, I want to touch on dependency on God, why and how. So our dependency grows when we engage intentionally with God through prayer, through scripture. And I just want to ask these questions so that you can kind of self-reflect. I self-reflected as I was writing this, but who or what do you turn to in times of stress and sorrow? Who or what is it that you think will deliver you from that stress or sorrow? On the other hand, who or what do you turn to in times of gratitude or joy? And who or what is it that you think will be able to... Wait, what? Sorry, I actually can't read my own handwriting some of the times. I think it's when I am writing super fast or super excited about a topic. You know, you just kind of like jumble over your own words. It's the same thing whenever you're writing and super passionate about something. I'm just kind of going with the flow and the letters all combine, and it's like one big word. But what I was trying to say is, who or what is it that you think to involve in praise? And the answers are A, God, B, God, C, God, D, God, and E, all of the above. I don't know why I wrote it like this. I think my brain is still just on school and study mode from this last week of exams. But in all honesty, he does meet us in both the valleys and the mountains if we come to him. And we should come to him. He is our first line of defense. He is much more powerful than your partner or those substances that you turn to or isolating yourself or doomlessly scrolling through social media will ever be. And we're often taught this the hard way. I definitely see it in my own life. Whenever I try to rely on my own strength or operate out of seeking instant gratification, things that will bring short-term pleasure and reduce pain, but first taking the opportunity to turn to prayer and meditation of his word and just trusting him to meet me and help me in times of these joy and sorrow has truly changed the game for me, because God is the who slash what that deserves the praise, and God is the who slash what that will truly bring fulfillment in moments of weakness. His word says in Psalm 119:105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Keep in mind, lamps and lights don't work without being turned on. So every step without God in the dark is an uncertain one, and every misstep is painful. And that's why prayer and God's word truly illuminate our path and give us confidence and direction in those low moments, and why it's so important to turn to him when you need this direction. I know that this can be a lot easier said than done, because in times of stress, when our mind is just so occupied by other things, sometimes it feels hard to make space for God or turn to him first. But the more that you do it, the more that it will be solidified as to why you should continue to do it. That was definitely me this week, like I said, with all this studying and exams. I had a super long week, and just in the middle of this stress, I had realized that I barely made any time for God. I felt so stagnant in my relationship with the Lord, and it's because I wasn't meeting him. I wasn't praying as often. I wasn't reading my word as often because I was quote unquote too busy. But obviously we make time for what's important. And I thought that not giving time to that was going to help me have time to study. But in all reality, if I would have made more time for prayer and for being in my word, I would have felt so much more at peace when I was studying, and therefore less stressed in general, whether I had 10 minutes less to do it or not, because I took those 10 minutes with God. And when I noticed this, I decided that day to go on a walk and be free of distraction and just pray. I just prayed for like 10 minutes straight. I probably sounded like a crazy person walking around my neighborhood because I was praying out loud. But when I tell you, I felt so much better after that. It was like the exams just didn't even exist anymore. Like, no, obviously not to that extent. I'm being a little dramatic, but I just felt so much more at peace. It really grounded me. And even like writing this episode at the end of a long week, obviously the first thing you want to do is relax. And I went straight from class to a cafe to write this because I just felt so on fire for God after realizing that like he is who sustains. And I'm so glad that I did. Like, this was the last thing that you would think I would want to do, but I feel so much more fulfilled than I feel like I would if I chose to quote unquote relax otherwise. And it's the same way with like exercise or working out. You don't want to do it in the moment when you think about doing it, and then once you're doing it and afterwards, you feel so much better that you did it, and you know that it will be that way. It's just hard to kind of get yourself over the hump of doing it. And it's the same even with like waking up for church or actually opening your Bible. I feel like a lot of people think, oh, I don't really feel like doing that, but as soon as you push yourself past the what I feel like doing and be obedient, you realize why it's so important to do it and why we're called to do it. Anywho, all that to say, I felt a lot more free when I depended on God and surrendered my stress to him. And I don't know, it was just, that's kind of what inspired me to write this episode, is that you truly depend on God and then you truly find out why you should. So some personal application for this. Enough about me. Let me tell y'all what y'all can do. But like I said, spending those 5 to 10 minutes of intentional time in prayer or scripture can really shift your perspective from being self-reliant to trusting in him. And over time, this builds a mindset where your first instinct is to turn to God. it strengthens your relationship with him like a relationship with anyone else. It needs that time, effort, vulnerability, commitment, personability, and intentionality. Just showing your love in that connection. I also have a really, 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 really great example of this dependence on God, and that is Jesus. He is the ultimate example of depending on God, starting with scripture. John 5:19 says, "The Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing." If Jesus needed God, I can assure you that we do as well. Think of a student who follows the teacher's instructions versus one who tries to self-teach. It's an ironic example, I know, but the first student succeeds, the second struggles. Jesus succeeded perfectly because he followed God's will perfectly rather than his own impulses. And the more that we do this, the more we will too. Know that depending on God doesn't restrict your life. It aligns it with purpose. And freedom comes from doing what God has designed you for. He is our best friend, whether we realize it or not. And we should depend on him as such. Our actions declare our perception of our need for God. You can tell how much somebody thinks they need God by the way that they live their life in terms of their connection with God and what placeholder God has in their life. Because true dependency is visible in the way we live. James 4:10 tells us to humble ourselves before the Lord and he will lift us up. And as we know, with great risk comes great reward, but I don't know about you, I personally would make a bet on God. Spiritually, also, I have another little analogy, but spiritually, we are like toddlers learning to walk. We try on our own and we fall, but when we depend on our Father for help, we succeed and we gain that freedom of walking the right way. And then some personal application is to let your actions reflect your reliance on God, whether that's through asking him for guidance before making decisions, serving others with his strength, or giving thanks daily. All in all, doing God's will and depending on him is far more freeing than feeding into your own desires and acting in independence from our Father. As pursuing your own purpose leads to entanglement, but when you pursue God's purpose, you're met with peace. And scripture says in Galatians 5:1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." The example that always comes to my mind of this for me is celebrities. People that chase fame and chase fortune and seem to have it all together, yet behind the media tend to be an anxious or depressed mess, as that's what the outcome in depending on this world, things like fame and fortune, to fulfill you instead of the only true fulfillment in Christ. And we're called to chase his calling for our lives, one of glorifying him and relying on him. So if you take nothing else from this episode, I really pray that you take that true freedom isn't found in doing life on your own. It's found in fully leaning on God through prayer, his word, and surrendering to his will. As when we try to stop controlling everything ourselves and in turn depend on him, we're no longer enslaved to the things that we bring upon ourselves in trying to control, like sin and fear and this weight. We're instead filled with freedom to live the life that he created us for, with purpose, with peace, with joy. And with a long intro comes a long outro, but don't miss joining me in asking yourself, where in my life do I need to stop relying on something other than God to fulfill and truly try depending on him? But actually do it. When this episode ends, take a moment to reflect. Don't be a hearer, be a doer, as it says in James 1:22. And take those steps towards and for him. Thank you so much.